Born to be Wild by Katherine Coulter. To my delightful niece, Roxy DeAngelis, you light up the world. Katherine Coulter. Chapter 1. Kodak Theater, Los Angeles, California, the 36th Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. Mary Lisa didn't want to puke up the two Ritz crackers she'd eaten for dinner. She swallowed hard, tasted bile, swallowed again, and held herself very still. No way was she going to get sick on this beautiful dark green satin Valentino gown Signore Malo insisted she wear this special night. She put an Eclipse lozenge on her tongue, felt the burst of weird sharp flavor, and continued not to move a muscle. The applause slowly died as Christian Jules LeBlanc, who played Michael Baldwin on The Young and the Restless, walked off the stage beside Crystal Chapel, the Emmy for Outstanding Supporting Actor clutched in his hand. Mary Lisa couldn't breathe. Her lungs were all hitched up. Forever went by, and then another 6 hours passed before Eric Braeden and Melody Thomas Scott, the two major staple stars from YNR, strolled onto the stage, so confident, so beautiful, so very sure of their place in the sun. Breath whooshed into her lungs. A good sign, surely. She was still alive. She felt Bernie's hand clasp hers tighter, felt Lulu's hand clutch her forearm. She could hear Elizabeth's sharp breathing behind her left shoulder. And the nominees for this year's Emmy for Outstanding Actress in a Drama Series are... I won't win. I can't win. How can I? I've won 2 times. It can't happen again. I won't...